Good evening.
Good evening.
You may be seated. Thank you for inviting me to your church. I think it was about 7, maybe 8 years. I'm terrible at time. Patricia came to me for a job, knew absolutely nothing of what we did in the behavioral health industry. And I said, that's the woman that I need to have on my team. And who would have thought that 7, 8 years later, we would become true friends and we are bound together by Jesus Christ as sisters.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
We have raised our children together. We have been frustrated with our children together. We have rejoiced when our children have been successful. It has been a pleasure over the last 8 years, and I'm so glad to call you my friend. Not my staff, but my friend. And I look forward to the next years ahead of us, what he will do.
Amen.
You were blessed to have Sister Lo here.
Amen.
As part of your congregation.
Amen.
Patricia walked into my office and said, I'm doing a musical. This is the theme that the Lord gave me. I said, oh, that's one of my favorite verses in the Bible.
Thank you.
I have many, but that was one. That is just one. So this evening I'm going to share with you, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
Yeah.
And I may be taking a little different turn than what you've ever thought. But follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And you kids, you little ones, you'll appreciate this, so you want to listen with your ears. Recently, and I'm not a school teacher, so I don't know the exact day, but I'm sure those of you that work in schools or daycares recently celebrated Dr. Seuss. And he just celebrated his 114th birthday. So you've got a few years yet to go. We all know Dr. Seuss and his wonderful stories. And if you have little ones, you probably have some books on the shelf. I am reminded when I hear the scripture, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm reminded of Dr. Seuss. And I'm reminded of a book, Green Eggs and Ham.
Mm-hmm.
We know that story, don't we? I am Sam. Sam I am. That Sam I am. That Sam I am. I do not like that. Sam I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them. Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here? Would you like them there? I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam I am. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Say, in the book of Green Eggs and Ham is so like our walk with the Lord. It is so like our walk with the Lord. Some of us don't know the Lord and don't even want to taste.
That's
they
it.
Run.
Come on.
They don't want to hear how good the Lord is. They would rather worship some God in a grave, some dead God in a grave, where we worship a living God.
Amen.
And they don't want to even taste and see how good he is.
Yes.
I'm just going to take the liberty tonight that this is a room full of believers. But I'm going to talk to you, my dear brothers and sisters. Some of us are just like the character in Green Eggs and Ham. Some of us trust God with this portion of our life.
Come on.
Some of us may trust him with, a little bit more. But how many of us trust God with our lives?
Come on.
If you would trust him with your finances, with our jobs, with your families, what do you think he would place at the table besides green eggs and ham?
My Lord.
You know, I'm going to tell a story about people in my church. On Sunday mornings, I am often the one who collects the offering. And when people don't have something to put in the offering, they don't even want to touch the plate. They don't want to touch the bag when you get passed by them, like we're taking fingerprints. Comparing that money to the fingerprints on the bag. You know what God sees, whether you touched it, whether you didn't touch it, whether you put in, whether you didn't put in, or whether you shortchanged God.
My Lord.
Because we don't want to trust Him. We don't want to trust Him. Oh, how will my rent get paid? Oh, how will I get basketball camp paid for my child? Oh, how will I get this done? Because we don't trust Him. Every one of us who has accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have a call on our lives from God. We have a call. But many of us aren't even willing to do the little things He wants to give us to prepare us for the big thing that He has planned for us. Because we don't see the big thing. So we're like, oh God, I'm not going to clean the church because that's beneath me. I'm not going to watch the children in nursery because I don't have any kids. My kids are raised. But He may be calling you to those little things because He's preparing you for a great big thing.
That's right.
Dr. Seuss. Would you, could you, in a car, eat them, here they are. I would not, could not in a car. You may like them, you will see. You may like them in a tree. I would not, could not in a tree. Not in a car, you let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. We quickly say, oh Lord, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do this thing over here. I want us to look at the story of Esther for just a moment. Esther was an orphan taken in by her uncle. And she had years of preparation before she could even go meet the king. And you know, we might think, oh, ladies, we might think, oh, but how wonderful to be Esther, to just be pampered with oils and creams and stuff. Huh. I'm going to tell you that living in the desert, back then even, was not comfortable. And her skin was probably a little rough. It was probably somewhat scaly. And so there was a lot of work that had to be done to Esther to make her presentable for the king. But she endured that. She endured that. God was preparing her. God was preparing her for a call He had on her life. There were scary moments. She said to her uncle Mordecai, if I go to the king without being invited, he's going to kill me. Okay, how many of us want to do something that we know death could be the outcome? Not many of us. We're not quick to say, oh, send me. That's what I want to do. But Esther sought the Lord. It doesn't bring up God or the Lord's name anywhere in the book. But she sought the Lord. I know she sought the Lord. And when it came down to it, He used her so mightily.
Yes.
Saved her people. Because she was prepared. She was prepared. She didn't come from a great background. She was an orphan. But God prepared her over the years to go before the king, and He used her. How might God use one of you if you stepped out of your comfort zone and trusted Him with everything? If you trusted Him with all areas of your life? If you did the things that were uncomfortable, if you even did the things that's like, cleaning the church, that doesn't seem very glamorous. Nope. But if you do it to the glory of God, it is one of the best times you can have. I've cleaned the church many a times. You know, would you go somewhere if God called you to go? If He said, go, I don't know, to Siberia. Would you go? First thing pops into your head is like, oh, it's freezing there. I'll tell you, Siberia in the summer is beautiful. Would you go? You might open your wallet and go, how can I go? I can barely pay my bills now. Do you believe in the scripture, all things are possible with God?
Right.
You know, Patricia's visited my church, and it's a small church. Has roots very much like this church. We don't have a lot of money. We don't have any money.
Right.
But God, He has a checkbook you would not believe. And right now, we have our two pastors. They are in Cuba ministering to pastors over there. This is our third trip to Cuba in about 2 years. And you know what? God has never failed us. When He said, told someone to go to Cuba in our church, He's never failed them. Our church is about 20, I'm trying to think, we've been married for 21 years. It's about 22 years old. We have been to 27 countries to minister to the Lord. And not one person in that church, as my daddy would say, has two nickels to rub together. But God, He can do anything. And it's about trust.
Yes.
It's about trust.
Thank you, God.
Back to Dr. Seuss. Sam, if you let me be, I will try them. You will see. And he tries them. Say, I like green eggs and ham. I do. I like them, Sam, I am. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
And blessed is the man who trusts in him. How many of you desire to be blessed?
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
I do. I desire all that God has for me.
Amen.
Everything. And it's about trust.
Yes.
Do I trust him with everything?
Right.
Sometimes it's uncomfortable. And sometimes I have control issues. But he is in control. Over the last few months, probably some of you know Sister Patricia's struggle with her work. And probably every time we would get done with a text or a conversation, Patricia, just trust the Lord.
Yes.
Just trust him. Yep, you're right, you're right. Puts it in perspective. That's why we need each other.
That's right.
Iron sharpens iron, and sometimes I don't know what's wrong with us, but we forget. So we need to, like, trust him. Yes, you're right. I need trusting in all things. He will not fail you. He will not fail you. So taste and see that the Lord is good. And my brothers and sisters, be blessed because you trusted him in everything that you have.
Amen.
If we would just trust and see,
yes,
how very blessed we would be.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Thank you, my dear brothers and sisters,
amen,
for having me here. Thank you. All right.
How many enjoyed the words of encouragement?
Amen.
At this time, Elder Smith is going to hear if anyone needs.